respect all of them together and decide that this is how we proceed. And that's the policy you hand down. So there are levels of responsibility. There will be very, very serious operational reasons why the police were there yesterday and effected the arrest within the prison. Now, when you take newspaper publication, it is just one perspective based on their editorial policy. Any interior minister worth his salt cannot take a newspaper publication and turn it around and begin to give policy direct. The facts on the ground might as well be many miles away from exactly what a newspaper has published. And that's why we need to be careful when we are dealing with this situation.
But what does the law say about operations with regards to drug dealers?
Yes, my brother, I will tell you that it is very interesting that some of these calls are coming. And I think you people as media men should put your ears to the ground. Quite a lot is going on. I just hope the noose is not tightening too close on people's necks and they are looking for outlets and calling for the heads of the people. Over the past 3 months, we know what we have done as a sector, both with the DNI, the police, and all the other security agencies. We are on top of the issues. We know the robberies that have taken place, but nobody is counting the number of the robberies that were thwarted, which unfortunately led to the death of some armed robbers. For those who were wounded, interrogations have gone on, and we are very clear in our mind the direction in which we are moving. Operationally, we are going to roll up the strategic plan, and that's why I invited all the regional commanders and regional crime officers to Accra for them to reduce the strategic plan down into operational issues and begin to roll it out. And you will see that shortly.
Dr. Kumbo also referred to the pressure groups calling for his removal to study the law on narcotics and those who deal in it.
People are entitled to their comments. They are entitled to say there's so much fear and panic and things like that. But what I will tell you is that if you have over 18 million adult Ghanaians and only 5 out of the 18 million encounter the security agencies on a repeated basis, then people must also re-examine their own way of conducting themselves, and not that anybody is being targeted.
My interest, Doc, is where the law talks about what the court should do with respect to arrests that are made involving drug dealers. Are they supposed to be granted bail just like that?
No, and that is exactly what I think is creating the insecurity. The law is very clear under NPP. All forms of narcotics, when you are arrested with it, you are not entitled to bail. It is one of the offenses for which bail is not granted. Now, if a court of law, based on what they assess, decide to grant bail, that goes outside the Ministry of Interior and the executive arm of government. So people should be asking the question. But we are beginning to look at that direction very, very closely. And if somebody has been granted bail by a court and the investigators believe they have trampled upon something, he can be rearrested.
And so when we heard the noise from the trial judge and then relatives of the alleged drug dealers stating tentatively that the judge told them that procedures for granting bail were complete, what does that suggest?
That procedures for granting bail
were complete for the suspects to be granted bail. What does that suggest?
Well, I'll be surprised if a judge will make a statement like that. But it is certainly a matter that even a judge in private conversation should try as much as possible to avoid. I do know the Attorney General's department will take up this matter. And that, again, is the aspect that people do not seem to appreciate. You see, when you are dealing with matters of processes and prosecution, that is entirely within the province of the Attorney General. Interior assists with the investigation, and so there's an overlap and some collaboration between the two agents. Sometimes it's difficult for people to be able to draw the line to indicate where investigation finishes and where prosecution begins. But it is one that people need to understand very carefully. I've been out of town for some days now. I won't get the full facts, but I'm sure by this evening I'll be sufficiently briefed on the specific case of the Osu court drama.
Was it wrong for the operatives to rearrest the suspects?
Definitely processes of arrest are governed by law. And that is why if you are challenging that those processes have not been followed, then you state it very clearly. As to where a person is arrested or not arrested will depend on how the investigators and those effecting the arrest think it is appropriate. If somebody has been eluding arrest, and we've had that in this country. Were we not in this country when Chetuchikata was arrested while while he was in church?
Definitely so.
Yeah. What are those people saying? Even before the holiest of places, people can go and effect arrest. What is wrong with somebody effecting an arrest within the presence of the court? Particularly when the court is not sitting or the person is not in the dock or at any other place.
Dr. Ben Kumbo justifying the act of the security operators who arrested drug dealers in court.